This chazor is echin ashebach yisrael shvagim from yudim sechaz chulun daf memches. Zok the gemara of Yosef and Yumin and Nim Rav Nachman said, if a lung is attached to the wall of the chest cavity, we don't have to be concerned that this happened due to a puncture in the lung. However, if there are blisters at the place where it's attached, we have to be concerned that it was caused by a puncture to the lung. Mar Yehuda and Nim Rav Avimi said, in either case, we have to be concerned that it was caused by a puncture to the lung. How do we investigate in these cases that we're concerned? So how do we determine if it was caused by a puncture to the lung? So Rava said that Ravan Bar Shava told him, we bring a very sharp knife and cut through the place where it's attached, thereby separating the lung from the wall, and we examine it. If we see something wrong with the wall, we can say that it was the wall that caused them to become attached and the animal is there for kosher. If we don't see anything wrong with the wall, we have to be concerned that it happened because of something wrong with the lung and the animal is considered to be a trefa, even if there's no ear coming out of the lung. And the Cheni, the son of Rav Yosef, would examine the lung by inflating it and putting it into a bottle of lukewarm water to see if it bubbled. Mazrut, the son of Rav Huna, said, the son of Rav Papi, said to Ravina, we learned the ruling of Rav Nechemia regarding a different case, regarding the case of two lobes of the lung that are not next to each other, but are attached to each other. We have learned that it's considered to be a trefa. Rav Nechemia would actually examine these lungs by inflating them and putting them into a bowl of lukewarm water. If you ask more, Rav Ashi asked, it makes sense to say that Rav Nechemia was lenient regarding the case of the lung attached to the wall because he can say that it was an injury of the wall that made it attached. However, in the case of the attached lobes, saying it was an injury to either of them would be a problem. So how could he be lenient? Therefore, this version of Rav Nechemia must be incorrect. In fact, how can we say that Rav Nachman said the animal was a trefa if there were blisters there? Rabbi Yosef Rav Yumin, name Rav Nachman, said if a lung was punctured and the hole was then sealed by the wall of the chest cavity, the animal is kosher. And when he said it's kosher, he was referring to where the lung was punctured in a place that naturally lies against the wall and therefore became attached to the wall. Where he said there's a trefa is where the puncture was not in a place that naturally lies against the wall. Ravina said Rav Nachman said the animal is kosher. He's only referring to where the lung became entangled with and attached to the meat, not when it became attached to the ribs themselves. Rav Yosef asked Ravina, is that to say that until it's entangled, it's considered to be a hole? If so, even if it later became entangled, it should be a trefa, because we learned that regarding a kruz shofchor, if a hole is sealed, it becomes kosher. And the Brice suggested that there's a different case episode that's not excluded in that case. And we say that l'choy, what's being excluded is the case of a hole in the lung, like our case. Ravina said, the Brice means to exclude the case of a scab on the lung that sealed a hole, which we say is not an effective seal, and the animal is therefore a trefa. In fact, Mara Bukvar Bachoma asks, if the chest wall then got a hole opposite the hole in the lung that sealed, an ear now escapes to the outside, it would have to be a trefa. If so, the Mishnah should have given the case of a hole in the chest wall as a case of an animal that is a trefa. And for tomorrow, you can ask the same question regarding the ruling of Rabbi Yisrael Bayez and Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if there's a hole in the gallbladder which is sealed by the liver, it's kosher. There too, we should say that since if there's then a hole in the liver opposite the hole in the gallbladder, the animal will be a trefa, we should also list a hole in the gallbladder as a case of a trefa. Rather, you have to say that the Mishnah only lists case where a hole in the organ causes a trefa of that organ itself. That's why these cases are not listed. So, Rabbi Yochanan asked Shmuel, what's the halacha if we find blisters on the lungs? Shmuel said it's kosher. Rabbi Yochanan said, I also say so. However, the Talmidim say that Rav Masna said if the blister is filled with pus, it's a trefa. If it's filled with clear liquid, it's kosher. Shmuel said that's referring to a blister on the kidney. Rav Yosef tried to get Rav Yirmiyah to buy lungs with blisters on them in the marketplace to see if he held in practice, that would be kosher. Rav Yirmiyah first tried to make an excuse that he had no money with him. Then he admitted that he wouldn't eat it because although Rav Yochanan would send such animals for a ruling to Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon, who said that they're kosher, Rav Yochanan himself actually held that they were not kosher. Rava said he saw Rav Nachman walk in the market and pass by people who were selling lungs with large blisters, and he said nothing to them. Rav Amir Rassi also did not say anything to the people selling lungs with blisters in the market of Tveria. If a needle was found in the lung of an animal and there's no hole that can be found, Rav Yechner, Belozer, and Rav Chinino said the animal is kosher. Rav Shlokesh, Rav Moni Bar Potash, and Rav Shimon Yochum said it's a trefa. Maybe we can say the Machlokes is the second group holds that a lung that has an internal deficiency is considered to be deficient and therefore a trefa. And a metal needle in the lung eats away at the lung, so there's certainly some deficiency there. And the group that holds that that such a deficiency is not considered to be a deficiency at all, that's why they hold this kosher. And for tomorrow, maybe that everyone agrees that such a deficiency is not considered to be a deficiency. Machlokes is that the first group holds that we can assume that the needle entered through the kona and made its way into the lung without having to puncture anything, whereas the second group holds that we have to assume that the needle was eaten and made its way through the veshet into the lung, thereby making the animal a trefa. Tomorrow says there was once an actual case of this and was brought to Rav Ami. He thought to say it's kosher. Rabbi Yemiya or Zreka asked, our Mishnah says if a lung is punctured or deficient, the animal is trefa. What's meant by deficient? It can't mean that it was deficient from the outside, because that's the case of a punctured lung. Rather, it must mean it was deficient internally, and we see that an internal deficiency is considered to be a deficiency and makes the animal a trefa. They then sent this lung to Rav Yitzchak Nafka, and he also thought to say that it was kosher. Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Zreka said, they asked him the same question. The lung was then sent back to Rav Ami. The Talmidim said to him, we have the first group of the Rabbanim that we said before that said that such a lung is kosher. Rav Ami said, they were dealing with an intact lung that could be checked for a hole. The lung that's in front of us has already been cut, and therefore it cannot be checked. In fact, this suggests that if the lung was intact and no hole was found, it would be kosher. However, Rav Nachman has said that a bronchial tube that was punctured is a trefa. So even if we can assume that the needle came in through the kana, its passage through the bronchial tube should make it a trefa. And with the Gemara, he only said that in a place of the bronchial tube that's right next to another bronchial tube, because it cannot allow itself to heal. However, anywhere else on the tube, it could heal, and therefore it would not make the animal a trefa. For the Gemara, we find that Rav Nachman says regarding a hole in the intestines that if it's in a place that's next to another part of the intestine, it's kosher because that helps it seal the hole. If so, why are bronchial tubes that are next to each other different? As one of Rashi said, you can't compare different trephas to each other. We find that cutting an animal in one place kills it, cutting it another place does not. Therefore, a case of trephas can't be compared to each other. Versus a needle was once found in the primary bronchial tube of an animal, it was brought in front of the second group of the Rabbanim. They did not say it was kosher, in accordance with their own opinion. They also did not say it was osir. The reason is, since it was found in the primary bronchial tube, it's likely that it got there by entering from the kana, not by puncturing through the veshet and the lungs. So there was a needle found in a place of the liver of an animal, meaning in a piece of the liver of an animal. Mar, the son of Rav Yosef, thought to say it's a trefa. Rav Ashi said to him, if it was found in a piece of meat, you would surely not say it's a trefa. So why in the liver is it different? It doesn't become a trefa from a puncture or liver. Rather, Rav Ashi said, we examined the needle. If the blunt end of the needle is sticking out of the liver, that means it entered the liver with the sharp side and likely came from the veshet thereby, making the animal a trefa. If the pointed side is sticking out of the liver, we can assume that it entered the liver by way of coming through the kana, and therefore the animal is not a trefa. However, this is only true if it's a large needle which is very blunt on the non-pointed end. If it's a smaller needle, no matter which way the needle is pointing, we have to be concerned that it entered the liver from outside and came from the veshet, and therefore it's a trefa. Why is this case different than the case of a needle found in the base HaKoyis' stomach, where we say that if it's through both walls it's a trefa, and we don't examine which side of the needle is sticking out? And furthermore, in that case, since there's food and drink that comes into the base HaKoyis, it's possible that they push the needle out even by the way of the blunt end. That's why it's different. Mar says, once a needle found in a large blood vessel of the liver, Hunaman, the son of Rav Edi, said it was a trefa, and Rav Adabram and Yumi said it was kosher. They asked Rav Vinay, he told them, take away the coat of the one who said it's a trefa, meaning as payment for declaring a trefa incorrectly. So there was a date pit that was found in the gallbladder of an animal. Rashi said, Rav Kahana said, this definitely came through the tubes rather than by puncturing through, because it's too blunt to puncture. Even though the pit is too big to leave through the blood vessels, we can still say that it came that way, because we say that the animal's movement slowly pushes through the blood vessels. Now this is true for a date pit that's very blunt. An olive pit would be different because it's sharp and may have punctured the organ.